82. Talking about a picture.
Wordstorm. Watercolor. Delicate painting. Portrait. Landscapes. Still life. Abstract. Pencil sketch. Oil. Traditional.
Original. Fake. Artist.
Painter. Fresco. Wash. Caricature. Profile. Shade. Tracing. Study. Brush. Canvas. Studio. Gallery.
Dialogue 1.
What do you think of this painting?
To be honest, I don't actually like modern art. I prefer more traditional paintings.
But Picasso is a famous artist.
I know he is, but I don't understand the point of it. It's just too abstract for me.
You know, his early work was more representational than his later work.
Really? I thought that all he did was abstract art.
I think all good artists start out with traditional styles.
Maybe. What do you think about this one?
I've never seen anything else like it. You can see all the stitches in the clothes and everything.
This is much more my style. I can appreciate art like this.
This artist might not be as creative as Picasso, but she certainly is very skillful.
Look at this painting. It's so detailed.
You're right. I think Renaissance paintings were always very detailed.
I love the shading on this one. The colors are so intense.
Which ones of these do you prefer? The still life, the portrait, or the landscape?
I don't really understand still life paintings. Most of them are just a bowl of fruit. It's so boring.
You might find it more interesting if you look at the brushstrokes and the lighting.
Maybe. Let's move on. I heard the art exhibition on the next floor is amazing. Dialogue 2. In your opinion, what's the most famous painting in the world?
I'd say that it would have to be the portrait of the Mona Lisa in the Louvre. What do you think?
You're probably right. Have you ever seen it?
No, I've never been to France. But if I were to go, I would definitely take a trip to the Louvre to see it. Have you?
Yes, I saw it when I was in Paris about 10 years ago.
Well, what was it like? Was it really impressive?
It was actually much smaller than I had imagined.
Really? How big is it?
If I remember correctly, it's about the size of a piece of A4 paper.
That's interesting. I always thought that it would be bigger too.
That's what everyone was saying. To be honest, I don't know why it's so famous.
Well, it's got a great story behind the picture. Nobody really knows who the woman was.
I know, but she's not that beautiful. In fact, she kind of looks like a man.
You know, some people say that it's actually a self-portrait of Leonardo da Vinci.
Really? I've never heard that before. So who do you think is the real Mona Lisa?
I'm not an expert, but my guess is that it's someone he really loved.